It's cold today again, which I welcome, but it is cold. And I need to work on a few things. And I tend to find myself standing in front of the heater. I'm in the studio looking at my work table. It's full of paintings that I've started. Little ones. Some gift items that I'm making. Small items. I've been working on more of creating these other larger fabric gifts. And so I have not been here painting in part of December yet. But I'm looking at the pieces that are in process. And I kind of like them just the way they are. I kind of wanted to explore collaging and putting cold wax medium this time into the work. Oh, I've played with it before. I have never really played with it a lot enough to be familiarized with it to where I feel comfortable with what I'm doing. So it always feels like a learning experience. Every time I pick it up, came across the cold wax the other day here, and have seen some postings about cold wax medium recently. Yeah, here it is. No, that's my gesso. Old open acrylic gesso that makes it dry, last longer. What did I do? Did I move it? Here, is this it? No, that's more paint. I probably moved it so I could be working on it, and now I don't know what I did with it. But anyway, it's, I always want to see about working with it with acrylic, but it's oil. And I'm not ready to open my oil paints yet. And not until after I get these other gifts, Christmas gifts finished, because otherwise my hands will be a mess and there will be oil paint where I didn't even know I had it, and that tends to happen with oil paint in the studio. All of a sudden you have it on a sleeve that you didn't think you weren't in your painting clothes, and then you go, oh shoot, there's another sweatshirt that goes for the painting studio. Luckily, I inherited all of my younger son's sweatshirts when he left for the military. And he hasn't wanted them back, so I'm wearing them. Yep. So that's what I'm looking at. Cold wax medium on these little small pieces of paintings that turned out really yellow. I started with this really bright, vibrant yellow. And I don't know, I'm going to use a few different... I might use some drawing on it first, a little more drawing and over this layer. And then, you know, another layer of maybe light paint. Light wash. I'm still looking around, kind of figuring out. Lately I've been, whenever I'm talking in the studio, I've been kneading bread, my little eraser thing that I hardly ever use, that you should always have. And that is one of those kneadable erasers that you can take off some charcoal on a drawing and then wrap it right back into itself, and the charcoal disappears into the eraser, so you always have a clean eraser. And I've just been like using that as a place to like move my hand on, you know. It's weird. It's kind of like Play-Doh or silly putty. Pliable. So, oh yes, and I bought these papers, small little papers. What size were these? These were, interestingly, I've been staying in the size of really small, 6x6. I think these are 6x6. I can't see the size on them. Let's see, let's put them over here. They may be 7x7. Anyway, they're like burlap. I think I've talked about them before. I started on them to see how a fabric painter would look on them. But I was gonna do a whole series. I actually still am. I have several packets of these, and I was gonna do a whole series on seasons and do like an installation that can be hung with these little squares. So they're easily stackable and storable, but they could be put out into a larger piece in a studio space or a gallery. So I'm exploring with that. That's here. So I have lots of projects going. I have wanted to try to explore doing smaller things as I'm looking at downsizing and also traveling, hopefully, in the future, and see if I can work small and potentially without making a mess. That's laughable. Without getting into oil mess, I guess is what I'm saying, but that's why I'm trying to stay away from oil. But I want to use that cold wax medium. I should look to see if there's anything else that's like a cold wax medium. But for acrylics, I'm sure there probably is some medium like that. In today's technological frame of mind of making all of these mediums for us creatives, I've been throwing all my empty containers in here in the middle of the studio floor. So I have lots of painting, mixing pots. So I'm really kind of ready to get going. Oh, the heater is going to get ready to turn off, so I'm going to warm my back one more time. I was looking at Picasso and Gauguin. I have some books sitting here. Oh, Julian Schnabel. Julian Schnabel. And de Kooning and Per Kirkeboe. All of my buddies in here in Rauschenberg and Basquiat and Miro and Joan Mitchell and all my friends. All my friends are around me in my studio space, and then I look over to a chair and there's all my unfinished Christmas making still. I'm about halfway done with them. And today's December 4th. Or 5th. Today's December 5th. I have less than 3 weeks to get these done, which I think I can do them. I'm going to have to get busy though and finish them up before next week, I think. So I can send a couple in the mail. Aha! All right. That's a little bit of a check-in for me about the studio space. And more will come, I'm sure, as I get done with the projects for Christmas and move into the new year, into a new painting frame of mind. Still need to move some of this stuff out. I feel like even if I'm painting small, that I need space. Hi, Maggie. You gonna say hello? She just ran in here. She thought, who's mom talking to? Yep. Here she is. My studio cat had to say hello. All right. Well, that's good. Have a wonderful end of the new year if you celebrate. And a beginning of the next. May 2022 bring everything bright and beautiful. You too, Maggie? Yeah? You want to go out in the back? She's sitting on a brick. She's perched on a brick. You're perched on a brick. She Should I take a picture of you? You look like I could paint you there. Are you a model? Okay, adios, everybody. Have a good one.